Local sports now on ESPN Radio 850 and 900.
Good afternoon. I'm Kelly Eichhorn. The Gator baseball team won their series with Ole Miss after a 4-0 shutout yesterday. Saturday and Sunday marked the first time since 2010 that the Gators have posted consecutive shutouts. Florida head coach Kevin O'Sullivan says the series with Ole Miss could really turn things around for this team.
We've had some tough losses. I mean, you guys have seen it. This hasn't been kind of the way we kind of drew it up before the season started. So we've had some injuries. You know, we've got some youth. We've made, you know, some mistakes, you know, early on. But with that, you know, we've been waiting for a weekend to kind of turn the corner and kind of, you know, take a big step in the right direction. And I certainly hope that this weekend, you know, we'll do that for our team.
The Gators return to the MAC Tuesday to take on UCF. Tune in here on ESPN Radio 850-900 for live coverage starting at 6:55. Switching sports, the Florida men's basketball team fell to the Michigan Wolverines 79-59 yesterday to end their season. This marks the third year in a row that the Gators have lost in the Elite Eight. Senior guard Kenny Boynton says he was happy to be a part of this Gator team.
I'm honored, you know, to play, you know, for Coach Donovan. I think, you know, he's, you know, the best coach in the country, you know, with what he's accomplished. You know, I played with some great players. You know, my 4 years here, met some great people. So, you know, it's players, you know, that play college basketball that never make it, you know, to the NCAA tournament. So I'm honored to make it to three straight, you know, Elite Eights.
Michigan will now play Syracuse in the Final Four. The Miami Heat defeated the San Antonio Spurs 88-86 thanks to a late three-pointer from Chris Bosh. The Heat managed the win without key players LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. Miami head coach Eric Spoelstra says he is proud of the way his team played together.
It doesn't matter who's in uniform or not. All of our guys are proven, but it's the pride of the name on the jersey, on the front of the jersey that you have to play with. And our guys came in with great passion.
The Heat face the Knicks tomorrow night in Miami. More sports scene with Steve Russell on the way. For ESPN Radio 850-900, I'm Kelly Eichhorn.